from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Gabe, my weekend was good. It wasn't all that busy. I guess the most interesting thing that happened to me was that I tried a peach bush light. I don't know if that's something to be proud of, you're from St. Louis,
God.
I think you'd appreciate that.
I don't know. I don't listen. I can be from St. Louis all I want. I don't know if I can appreciate a peach bush light. Sorry, buddy.
I don't know why I am the way I am,
but it's interesting. I would be willing to try it.
When I see the new Mountain Dew flavors, I got to try it. When I see Sour Patch flavored Oreos, I've got to try it.
Yes.
It's tough being me.
Yeah. You remember the Natter days? The Natty Light used to do?
Oh, I do remember
the pink lemonade?
I do remember them.
Those, everybody was rocking the Natter days for an entire summer.
Well, they were tasty, but they had too much sugar in them.
Of course.
You know? So that was the problem with those. But yeah, the Peach Bush Light, it was okay. It wasn't just like totally knocking your socks off, like, oh my gosh. And the other problem, too, is that you can only buy them in bulk. Like, they only have them in these giant 24 packs. And so,
so you can't get rid of them now. Yeah, you're going to.
6 months? Yeah. going to still have Peach Bush Light in the fridge in January. So come on over if you want to try it.
Yeah, okay. I might have to take you up on that. Now, I will say also over the weekend you did the Lord's work because you saw how much the EA Sports College Football 25 Stadium Rankings, toughest places to play, went. You didn't really like that. So you redid it for SEC programs. LSU, Alabama, and Florida in the top three. And then Tennessee at number four. I thought Tennessee should have got a top 10 nod. They weren't nowhere to be found on the list. I tend to like the way you ordered them. I'll say that much. And I think most people around the SEC ought to fall into line with these rankings. LSU, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Auburn, top five.
Yeah, so EA Sports, not sure exactly what their method was for ranking the toughest home field environments, but they got a lot wrong. And they need to be careful with poking the hornet's nest in Knoxville. But the EA developers, they rank Neyland the 13th toughest stadium, which is underrated. I mean, that's a very poor ranking of Neyland Stadium.
Yes.
And then they didn't even have Tennessee as a top 25 team in the game. So, like, we all know that Tennessee's fan base is among the most, anger-prone of college football fan bases, and now EA Sports has given them a lot of reasons to be mad. So, and then, I mean, Neyland wasn't the only miss by EA. I mean, the fact that they had Kyle Field at Texas A&M, number one.
You put them at eight in your SEC rankings, behind also Georgia and South Carolina, Williams-Brice.
Yeah, and I've had people tell me now that I should have had Oklahoma and Mississippi State ahead of Texas A&M. So me and EA Sports we're way, way sideways on the stadium rankings. Doesn't make me any less excited to play the video game, but come on, man. Texas A&M isn't the toughest stadium in college football. It's not even close to being the toughest in the SEC.
Yeah, now, before we transition from college football, I do have to ask you about this. Did you see Utah is renaming? I'm not going to say naming, because they're renaming defensive coordinator Morgan Scalley, the coach in waiting to their longtime coach, Kyle Whittingham. Looks like he'll get about $5 million per year as head coach when he's elevated. There's still no set timetable for Whittingham to actually leave. But this is kind of funny. 4 years to the day after he got that tag removed from him for texting a racial slur to a recruit, he gets elevated again and gets that attached to his name. Morgan Scalley, defensive coordinator at Utah.
Yeah. I mean, I think from a football standpoint, it's a no-brainer. Utah's defense is really good. And, you know, it's hard to know exactly what's changed, you know, from a personal standpoint. Morgan Scalley, like, you like to give people a chance, a second chance at redemption, you know, a second chance at redemption. That's redundant, but you get what I'm saying.
He probably went through a couple of courses about
sensitivity training.
Sensitivity, yes, that type of thing.
Well, and just, man, just, you know, just common sense and just, oh gosh, it just makes me cringe when I kind of think back on that and everything. But like I said, from a football standpoint, Morgan Scalley, it makes a lot of sense. He's been in that program for a long time. You know, I feel like at some point, you know, when these things, you gotta rock with the people who are closest to him. And, you know, you kind of feel like there would have been a bigger player revolt if what happened there was truly emblematic of his character. But without knowing him on a personal level, it's hard for me to really assess.
Go ahead. So, yeah, no, now
no,
here's
I mean,
the thing.
That's pretty much it. Like, it's a difficult one to assess because we're not around him on a daily basis. And, you know, but like I said, from a football standpoint, it's an obvious move.
Now, here's the question I have, and we don't see this all that often, but I'm sure you could shed some light on this. How often does a succession plan work in college football? That's the other question I have about this. I'm sure that he'll bring a lot of the same things that Kyle Whittingham's doing right now when he ultimately takes over. But how often does that second guy in line sort of, you know, elevate or keep that program at the same level? Because that doesn't seem like a massive commonality, although I'd have to go back and run the numbers on it.
I mean, when I think of head coach and waiting in college football, the name that always comes to my mind is Will Muschamp at LSU way, way back in the day. It was LSU, or was it Texas? He was the head coach in waiting for Mac Brown. Did I have that right?
I think so. I think you're right there.
Anyway, I mean, it doesn't even always end up happening. Yeah, it was Texas, and it doesn't always end up happening anyway. I mean, Morgan Scalley could get hired by another school. I think that's unlikely, but obviously Will Muschamp, that never came to fruition for him at Texas. He ended up getting a Florida job, and wow, they dodged a bullet, right? Because, I mean, Texas made a whole lot of mistakes after Mac Brown, but Will Muschamp didn't turn out to be a great head coach anyway. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, maybe Morgan Scalley's agent is working overtime behind the scenes and saying, hey, look, our guy is in the running for NFL opportunities, or our guy is in the running for college head coaching opportunities. You need to make him the head coach in waiting, or else he's going to leave. I mean, that's, to me, kind of seems like the obvious sort of shot in the dark or dart throw at what's sort of going on there when you name a guy head coach in waiting.
Yes, and it looks like he's beat the statute of limitations. Now, I have to ask you about this, too. Dior Johnson, former Pitt commit, five-star recruit. I think he went to Clarendon JUCO for a year. He's now committed to UCF. Yeah. You know what this leaves, though? Listen, they may be a very talented backcourt, but their backcourt right now theoretically is made up of Mikey Williams, who had assault with a deadly weapon, and Dior Johnson, who was hit for a domestic violence case 2 years ago.
Can I just say, though, Gabe, I don't hate it from the standpoint of, like, UCF trying to be competitive.
I'm with you.
You got to be creative on the way you construct your roster. I think they're also adding a reclass guy from 2025, type of guy who they might not normally be in the mix for. So you're Jay Dawkins, you're UCF, you already were struggling in the AAC. Now you got to figure out how to field a competitive basketball team in the Big 12. Like, okay, yeah, we got to go get some guys who have a rap sheet. you got to take some chances. It's the same deal when a new power football, you know, power five Power Four coach takes over in football, and they got ground to make up, and they got to make it up quick. They go out into the portal, and they get guys that a lot of programs won't touch.
Yeah,
and it's the same deal, you know, same way with Heichel recruiting too. You get guys that have a yellow flag or a red flag on them, or a double red flag, like do not get in the ocean. It's going to be a riptide today. You know, they got that flag on them, and you got to take a chance because you got to get talent in there somehow.
And what can you tell me about D'Or Johnson, though? He's a damn good player. I mean, when you look at his JUCO numbers, I know JUCO numbers don't necessarily translate to Division I basketball, but I think in the JUCO playoffs, he had 45 points a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He averaged 30 a game last year at his JUCO stop. He's a damn talented player. That's something that's not going to be in question. I think it's more than Mikey Williams, where you do have questions about how he'll actually translate to this level. D'Or Johnson, can translate relatively easily.
He was one of those guys that was going to be a difference maker at Pitt, and it really, really hurt Jeff Capel when they lost him, because that was an NCAA tournament team in 23, and then they don't get D'Or Johnson for this past season, and they don't go back to the dance because he was somebody that they were really banking on. So it's obviously, you know, he's obviously a guy who has the talent, and now you get him and Mikey Williams together. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot on Johnny Dawkins to manage those personalities and such, but no, we'll see. Like I said, though, when you're trying to make hay in the Big 12 and you're Johnny Dawkins and your job is probably on the line, like, you got to take some chances, you got to take some swings, and it might backfire on you. But if you don't, then you're just going to be sitting there at the season's end at 14-18, and you're going to be out of a job.
Yep. Talking with David Cobb at David W. Cobb, college basketball, college football writer at CBS Sports. Now, I want to talk about the Grizzlies. Where do you think they're at right now? What do you think about their roster and the way it's constructed going into next season? Luke Kennard, they just denied his player option. He could sign back. They drafted Zach Edey. What do you think about that team right now and where they stack up in the West?
I mean, you got to say, like, definitely a playoff team, which maybe that sounds obvious, but, like, the Western Conference is really good.
Yep.
There's a lot of teams that aren't going anywhere and a lot of teams that think they're ready to take the next step. So it's not going to be – the idea that Memphis is going to come back in and immediately assume this trajectory of being the 2 seed or the 3 seed or whatever, you know, I don't think that's just so obvious at this point, because there's just not a lot of bad teams left in the West. I mean, obviously, you got the Spurs that are in build mode, and the Trailblazers are in build mode, but it kind of seems like everybody else thinks they can compete. Maybe the Jazz are out of the mix, I don't know, but even the Rockets are kind of ready to take that next step with the way they've handled their off season. So, I mean, from a fan perspective, just get the Grizzlies into the playoffs. That would be my hope, is that Grizzlies avoid the play-in. So if they could avoid the play-in, that would, to me, be a really successful regular season.
Yeah, and then looking at, like, the conversations happening around Grizzlies social media, I think a lot of people are taken aback by the fact that the Grizzlies have done nothing in the early free agency window. But also, David, like, it doesn't seem like there's much out there for them to capitalize on. They have a full roster. They have to move some things around before they even sort of venture into that conversation, it seems like.
Yeah, well, and there's also just not a ton of excess cap space when you're talking about the salaries of Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane,
right,
and Marcus Smart's deal isn't cheap, and you know, maybe you're going to save a buck or two on Luke Kennard if you restructure him for a longer term with a little bit less annually, but there's not a whole lot of wiggle room there, and Memphis has never been a free agent destination. Need I remind anybody that Chandler Parsons is the big free
agent. You didn't need to, but you did. You did. It's fine.
Hey, you brought up Chandler Parsons a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did. Because he was talking more trash. Everybody wanted to hear.
Of course he is. Of course Chandler Parsons is talking trash about the Grizzlies. But they don't – what are the Grizzlies, like, really – need, if they're going to fill the center thing through the draft, which they've done with Zach Edey, you know, what's that big need? Hopefully they've bolstered the shooting a little bit. Maybe Cam Spencer or Jalen Wells can help you in the regular season. Not thinking those guys are going to be in your rotation for the playoffs, but, you know, this is a good team that should be pretty, you know, if it can stay healthy, then you got most of the pieces that at least in theory you should need to make a deep playoff run.
See, and that's what I try to implore people to do. Look at their top 8 or 9. they're fine. They're ready to go right this second. Now, they need more shooting. Maybe Luke Kennard can fill that void. And I think that, you know, finding another big to be on the floor if Zach Edey can't be on the floor could be in order to play next to Jaren Jackson Jr., but Brandon Clark's still there. I implore people sometimes don't look at the bottom of the roster and the missteps all the time. Look at the top eight or nine. They seem to be taken care of. You have Marcus Smart, Jaren Jackson Jr., John Morant, Desmond Bane, Zach Edey is a starting five. Then you still have Santi. You still have GG and Vince Williams Jr., who you brought along last year. It just feels like the guys that should matter are there. The guys that matter to winning, that matter to playoff basketball, are already on the roster right now and in team control.
I'm curious about Brandon Clark, too, because I think I saw where he's not going to compete for Canada in the Olympics because he's kind of trying to get back fully healthy with that Achilles. Which
he looked good when he got back last year, though.
Yeah, can he be peak Brandon Clark? That would be huge if he could, because then you got all sorts of variety, you know, mixing and matching that you can do in your front court. You can go giant with Jaren and Edey. You can go small with Brandon Clark and Jaren. You can throw Santi in there. Gigi Jackson can play the four. And don't forget about my guy, Yuta Watanabe. He's still on the roster, am I right?
Like, I don't think he is. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure. I think he's gone. I think he's gone.
Yuta retired from the NBA.
What? No, he didn't.
Yuta straight up retired.
Wait,
from the NBA.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. How do we not remember this? Yeah, Yuta retired.
Oh, wow.
He's playing overseas.
Damn.
That breaks my heart. Like, why? Connor, do you know why did Yuta retire?
I don't know. Probably playing time.
Maybe he just wanted more shots. He wanted to put up more shots.
I can't blame him for that. But no, he retired from the NBA.
Well, just wait until he goes for 30 a game.
Sign back. Phoenix Suns will come back. Sign him.
Well, I'm disappointed to learn Yuta's fate. I wrote a story about Yuta when I was on the Grizzlies beat that just went nuts in terms of page views, because you get the Japanese clicks.
Yeah.
When you wrote about Yuta Watanabe, and he wrote a book about his transition to the NBA, and his jersey sales were like crazy because everybody in Japan wanted his jersey. But anyway, I digress. The Grizzlies will survive without Yuta Watanabe as their rotation. I want to see them put together a season that gets them out of the play-in, you know, and that to me would be a success. I want John Morant to play 60-plus games, and to me that would be a success. Let's just get this thing back on track, and then, you know, let's not necessarily have a – NBA Finals discussion right now, but maybe we can have that discussion the following year.
Yeah. Now, I had a lot of people ask me over the weekend. I got some mentions, some messages about our conversation on Friday about Zach Edey. Have you talked yourself into Zach Edey a little bit more with the Grizzlies? Are you still in the exact same spot that you were on Friday? People want to know. People are wondering, David Cobb.
I guess I'm a hater, but I know there's other people out there with me who kind of share the doubts and the skepticism a little bit about taking a traditional old-school big with a lottery pick. So the weekend has not necessarily assuaged my concerns on that. Although, I'll note this. Like, you see Zach Edey sort of withdraw his name from the Canadian Olympic team conversation. And, like, no, he's serious.
It's part of the reason you bring in a guy like that. He's serious about being better. He's serious about off-season adding things to his bag. He's a hard worker.
No doubt. And I want to reiterate those things. I want to reiterate the respect that I have for Zach Edey as a competitor, the respect that I have for what he did in college basketball and for how dominant he was. At the same time, the questions are overwhelming to me about his fit in the NBA. So that's just something I'm not going to immediately get past. But boy, I can't wait for him to prove me wrong. If he does, I'll be very happy. I'll be very happy if he proves me wrong. And if he's a double-double machine and adds the three-pointer to his game and looks like a good rim protector. You know, I've heard a lot of people make this point, Gabe. I think it's a fair point. I'm not totally sure it's accurate, but it's an interesting idea. The fact that Zach Edey, because he was so important to Purdue offensively, that they had a really tight leash on him defensively, thinking, Zach, you know, don't foul. We can't have you
foul. Yeah, could not foul.
Right, and so maybe now that he's got that freedom, he can be a bit more of an aggressive shot blocker. I flash back to the final minute of the Purdue-Tennessee Elite Eight game. It's a 5-point game. Tennessee's got a chance to cut it to one possession. Dalton Knecht, one of the best players in college basketball last season, goes to the rim, and Zach Edey just swats that shot like you would see Donovan Clingan do, all right?
Yep.
And that's not something we saw a whole lot of from Zach Edey, but in that moment, the game is on the line. He's got fouls to spare. He can afford to be aggressive in that shot-blocking situation. And so, you know, maybe there's a little glimpse there at what a freed-up Zach Edey could be, you know, when you're only asking him to play 18 or 19 minutes a game instead of him being a 35-minute-per-night guy like he was at Purdue.
Now, a couple more things for David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. A couple of NBA signings I want to get your thoughts on. Paul George, 4 years, $212 million deal with the 76ers. You're pairing Tyrese Maxey, who just got a new deal, Joel Embiid, and Paul George on that team. And then I think they sign Kelly Oubre Jr. They bring Andre Drummond in, Eric Gordon. That team, I don't know. I look at the Eastern Conference, them and the Knicks, they're really trying to go make something happen to get over top of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I don't love the contract for Paul George, given that he's already he's in his mid-30s already, and that's a
it's kind of what you contract. had to throw him that, though. Yeah, I mean, somebody else was going to give it to him if the 76ers did.
Yeah, but you're basically just acknowledging the fact that in 2027, 28 or whatever, when he's up there as old as anybody in the league, that, you know, you're probably not going to be getting much from him at that point.
Right.
You probably have one, two years to maximize what Paul George has left in the tank. So that's, and then I just have my questions about building a championship team around Joel Embiid. I mean, I know the Nuggets built a championship team around Nikola Jokic. He's a bit more, I mean, Gabe, how do you fall on this? Like, if you're ranking NBA centers, I got Nikola Jokic.
Nikola Jokic won, yeah, because he paces the game. Too. He does everything, yep, to pace the game for the Nuggets.
That facilitation ability, the ridiculous passing ability. Like, Joel Embiid has a pretty diverse bag for a really big, but I don't know that he's the guy that you're going to build an NBA championship level team around. So, I mean, but this is that window. I mean, the 76ers were in process mode for so long, and sometimes you just got to play with the cards you're dealt. And in this case, that looks like going out and giving Paul George a contract that is a little iffy. And so, I'm not sold that it's going to push them over the edge. But I think from Paul George's standpoint, he's got a better chance to win a title in Philly,
yep,
than he would have in, you know, if he'd remained with the Los Angeles Clippers.
And then the final thing, Klay Thompson to the Mavs. That's a 3 years, $50 million. They're going to have to do the sign-and-trade thing. It's the end of the big three in Golden State. It's over with. Done.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Not from a Grizzly standpoint.
It's definitely not from a Grizzly standpoint.
But yeah, the end of an era. The end of an era in the NBA. The Splash Brothers have been broken up and broken apart. That's an interesting one for Dallas. I mean, if you can coax one or two more good years out of Klay Thompson somehow, you know, he could be that missing piece. It feels a little like the Paul George thing, though, in that it's a big swing on a guy who's probably past his prime. And so it's one of those deals where, like, you hope you can rest and load manage the heck out of Klay Thompson and then have him, you know, something close to what he used to be come the playoffs. And that's kind of, I guess that's kind of the idea there for Dallas is, you know, you go out and you get somebody who can help you come playoff time.
Yep, for sure. Well, David, I appreciate it. We'll talk again Wednesday.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir. That's David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball and college football writer for CBS Sports. But we did talk a lot of NBA. Now, I know it's only Monday, but it's never too early to start thinking about what you're going to be doing this weekend. And when you go to the liquor store, what bottle you're going to be picking up. And I know how tempting it is to buy that national brand of liquor you've been buying for years. But whatever that bottle contains, we have a local distillery that doesn't matter. That's Old Dominic. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon, most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city because the distillery is here right on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time, including last week. I hope people made it down for the 90.1 bourbon release. A proof bourbon release there on Thursday because it looked like it was phenomenal, and you get your hands on a brand new bottle of that 90.1 proof bourbon. 90.1 proof for the 901. Goes down easy. You can sip it. You can mix it. The price goes down easy, too. So make sure you go check that out when you show up to a liquor store coming up this weekend. You can look at all their events, though, at olddominic.com. They're the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. They have two bar locations inside FedEx Forum. So if you're catching a show or you're catching a game, make sure you get to one of those two bar locations. But again, olddominic.com is where you can book a tour and tasting and check out all their great products. Old Dominic Distillery, they want me to tell you to come by and say hi. Let's go ahead and grab a break right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, and when we come back, we'll have more right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Worth $315 million is officially official. 5 years, $315 million. When we look at the Celtics starting five now, they are very highly paid, Connor. Jason Tatum, 5 years, $314 million. Jaylen Brown, 5 years, $304 million. Those are the two biggest contracts in the NBA's history at this particular moment. Drew Holiday, 4 years, $135 million. Derek White, 4 years, $126 million. And now Kristaps Porzingis, too, with a two-year, $60 million deal. Jason Tatum, though, with this five-year, $314 million deal, he is going to become the first $70 million per year man in year five. And it is obviously the biggest contract that has been signed in NBA history. And I remember back in the day in 2016 when Mike Conley signed the richest NBA deal at the time, which was 5 years, $153 million. From 2016 to 2024, a lot has changed. 8 years later, this deal is massive. And it I will give the Celtics credit. They're maximizing whatever they can do in this current moment to get multiple championships with this core. I respect that part of it, but it is a very, very expensive roster that they've put together.
It is. It's worth it, though. It's absolutely worth it. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but I think that the price of this roster might be one of the reasons, too, you might see some of the movement happening with the Boston Celtics. But isn't it pretty crazy how, when you bring up that Mike Conley deal, everybody lost their collective minds when Mike got that money, and now it just looks like nothing. It looks like nothing now. Here's something to put into perspective how much player payment has changed over the last few years. Roy Hibbert's career earnings, he made $70 million, $680,000. Danny Granger made about $71 million. Jason Tatum.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In 2030, will make $71 million in one year. He will make the career earnings of Danny Granger and Roy Hibbert.
With this Supermax extension coming up, 25, 26, $54.1 million, 26, 27, $58.4 million, 27, 28, $62.7 million, 28, 29, $67.1 million, and then, of course, that $70 million year will be in 29, 30. $71.4 million is what he will make in 2029 and 2030. That is pretty expensive, And that is pretty insane. And we're also going to talk about it a little bit later, but in the Blitz, we'll discuss how Wick Grosbeck, their governor right now for the Celtics and the majority owner, he's looking to potentially put the team up for sale. I wonder if this has something to do with it. It's just getting so damn expensive that he doesn't necessarily want to write the checks, and he bought it for $360 million in 2002. He just wants to cash out right this second. Now, I will say, to sell a team that is this expensive, on the surface, it seems like it wouldn't be the easiest thing to do. So my thought process for Wick Grosbeck, I wonder if he has somebody in mind, or at least a thought process in mind of who he's going to sell this team to, because whoever takes over is going to have to pick up all these things and write a bunch of checks because of the luxury tax implications of keeping a team together like this.
Right. They're going to have to be a very rich person, I can tell you that.
Yes. They're going to have to write checks out of their own pocket to afford this thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but the Grizzlies have done nothing through the first part of this NBA free agency window. Another guy came off the board that Connor and I thought could be a target, and that's Goga Batadze, 3 years, $25 million. He signs back with the Orlando Magic. But with something coming off the board, more opportunities open back up, and now there's some discussion for the Grizzlies around a guy by the name of Mo Wagner. We know he was out of Michigan. He played with his brother, Franz, there for the Orlando Magic. But that's a guy that they could potentially kick the tires on and see what it takes. He's owed $8 million, I think, per year. I think you'd have to do this through trade of some sort. But now with Goga Batadze on that type of contract, you wonder what type of role he can actually play. It doesn't seem like there's going to be much in the way of minutes for him with Wendell Carter Jr. and now Goga Batadze signed at the five. And I think for the Grizzlies, it could be an interesting backup option. Obviously not, you know, a guy that you want to start a whole bunch of games.
Right, right.
But he averaged, I think, 11 points per game, 5 rebounds per game in the minutes he played last year with the Orlando Magic. He can stretch out to the 3-point line. Decent stretch 5 option. And I don't know if the Grizzlies have had that look in this current iteration. I guess the best you could do there, talking about a stretch 5 option, Jaren Jackson Jr. when he's in that role, but you want him to play at the 4 mostly to start. But they haven't really had that type of look off the bench with a 5 that stretches the floor. And I think that could be very good if you know, put him in the game alongside a guy like Ja Morant. Stretching the floor, keeping big guys out of the paint's a good thing for him.
Yeah, when you look at Mo Wagner's numbers on the surface, you're like, he's okay. But, you know, he's a very effective basketball player. He had a PER of 20.6 last year, 5.6 win share on an Orlando Magic team that definitely made a bit of a leap, and he was part of that. I would be totally fine if he ended up being in your big man rotation for, you know, $8 million. That's perfectly fine with me. I think he would be a solid option for them. Goga was, of course, the person that I definitely wanted from the Orlando Magic, but it appears he is going back and he will have a larger role. So yeah, Mo Wagner might be available. That would be somebody I'd be absolutely okay with kicking the tires on. Just for the sake of it, here's some per 36 numbers. He had 22 points per game, 8.8 rebounds per game, and he shot 33% from 3 last year for the Orlando Magic. So yeah, he's definitely got some things that he could bring to the Memphis Grizzlies that would be pretty good. Real quick though, earlier, I underplayed how well the Mavericks have done throughout free agency.
Yeah.
I forgot that Klay Thompson wasn't their only guy that they have gotten. Like, the Najee Marshall is a really, really underrated signing.
And then
Quentin Grimes. So basically, they've turned Derrick Jones Jr. into Klay Thompson, Josh Green into Najee Marshall, and Tim Hardaway Jr. into Quentin Grimes. They definitely got better. I need to put them in the category of definitely have gotten better.
Yeah, there are worse things in the world than what they've done this offseason.
Right,
they've done pretty well. After coming off of a Western Conference Finals win and then getting into the NBA Finals, they have put themselves in a spot where I actually believe that they can get back to where they were just this past season. So there is that. Now, on the Lakers front, I do have to make fun of them really quick because that's always fun to do. 2 days ago, there was a report out there from Dave McMiniman, who covers the Lakers very closely, about the Los Angeles Lakers. And it was about LeBron and the financial sacrifice he was willing to make, $20 million per year. But there were 3 players that were brought up by Dave McMiniman that LeBron would sort of take a pay cut for. Those 3, Klay Thompson, James Harden, and Jonas Valanciunas. If you've been following, Klay Thompson is the last one that came off the board, but he signed with the Mavericks, as we just mentioned. James Harden signed with the Clippers, 2 years, $70 million extension. Then Jonas Valanciunas signed a relatively cheap deal to go play for the Washington Wizards.
That's odd, right?
Yeah.
When that came through, I think every single person went, what the hell? Jonas is going to Washington? Why? Why is he going to Washington? You feel he could have gotten a similar deal somewhere else where he could
$30 million dollar deal. It's not. It is not a rich deal. It
right.
is not a
it
big deal.
It was such
for
a
him.
Weird signing because I was like, Jonas, know your value.
Well, he's up there in age now. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's a big lumbering guy. Is there really, was there, do you really think that there was more value out there for another team to go get him?
Than the Wizards? Yes. I mean, think he could have done better than the Wizards.
It's better than the Wizards as a team, but I'm talking about the monetary value of the contract. Do you think if he would have waited around, he could have got something better from the Lakers
Probably
or something
so.
Like that?
Probably so.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know, but that is a strange signing for them because he's not. There's nothing that he's actually going. He's not going to impact.
It feels like the inevitable. He's going to be traded in like 18 months to some contender type of deal. You know what I mean? Like I would be shocked if he finished out that contract with the Wizards. That's just so. What are the Wizards doing? I guess they have Troy Weaver now, so nothing that they're going to do makes sense.
Well, the Wizards. That's not a bad value, I guess, if the way you're talking about it for Jonas Valanciunas.
They have a ton of big men though. They don't need a big guy. That's the whole thing. They didn't need a big guy. They drafted Sar, and they're like, you know what we're going to put next to him? Jonas.
Because
that's always worked out for young bigs.
I don't understand it. Now, from one bottom dweller in the East to another bottom dweller in the East, Pistons made a hire over the weekend, and I was glad to see this guy actually get another job because I think he is worthy of it, and I like him. And I thought the way it ended with the Cavs kind of stinks. Because he had no real opportunity of winning a series against the Boston Celtics this year with that Cavs team, especially down Donovan Mitchell. But J.B. Bickerstaff was hired by the Pistons. I don't think he's that much better than Monty Williams, so maybe his heart's going to be in a little bit more. Because Monty, the reason he was with the Detroit Pistons is because he got paid $13 million a year, and it was a contract that he had no choice. He's like, I have to sign this. It's for my family. It's for me. It's for generations to come. I have to sign this contract. Maybe J.B. Bickerstaff will have his heart a little bit more into it. And I think that there is a part of him that can help bring along a young core. I think he is good with young players.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Not too bad whatsoever. But yeah, not bad.
It's the same. It just doesn't feel that much different from Monty Williams on
the
surface.
I agree. It's here's the thing. I'm really happy for J.B. Bickerstaff. At the end of the day, though, it's not going to. I hope that they give him time. That's what I'll say. Because I do think that he'll be able to teach those young guys defense, which is one thing that Monty couldn't really do. He didn't keep them disciplined. And I do think that J.B. Bickerstaff will be able to go in there. He'll be able to discipline up this team a little bit.
I do hate it, though, because with Monty, one of the big selling points with him with the Pistons was, oh, he can bring these young guys along. Look what he did with Devin Booker and that young Suns team and Mikal Bridges and bringing them along, getting them to an NBA Finals. He couldn't do that. I question, with the collection of talent they have in general, can anyone get that done with the Detroit Pistons?
Well, weirdly enough, I don't hate what the Pistons have. They're still going to stink, and they need to stink because they want to be at the top of the NBA lottery again next year. But, you know, some of the moves that they have made are not terrible.
Sign Cade.
You know, 2 years,
they
52 for
Cade.
Tobias is, that is a lot. But they finally extended Cade, so they showed a commitment to him. And they brought in some, you know, some veterans, quote-unquote veterans, that can at least help out this young team. You know, they got slightly better, but slightly better for the Detroit Pistons is just not being absolute dog ass. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, if JB maximizes them, maybe they can get to 25 wins. Who knows? Who knows?
But they don't want to. That's the thing.
Aim high.
Do you want to win 25 games, though, or do you want to tank out again?
Well, if you tank out again, they got the fifth pick.
Five, again, 2 years in a row.
What do you want? Honestly, tanking is terrible for them. Tanking does not help the Detroit Pistons.
It's unethical tanking for them. They have to ethically tank. Oh
yes,
my God.
Yes, just be at the bottom of the lottery and hope that it works out for you.
Dude, two of the worst years in franchise history they have had, and both times they were rewarded with the number 5 pick. Oh, what a kick in the balls.
Don't even call it rewarded. Why was
shot
reward,
in the face?
Why was rewarded the word that you used?
Have you ever seen that video of that woman who's putting the watermelon on the catapult and it immediately hits her in the face?
Yep,
that's been the Detroit Pistons the last two seasons.
That's been them for the last longer
that's
than
been
that.
A, yeah, longer.
longer than
but specifically
than
the last two seasons.
Yes, but they're switching over. They have new leadership in the front office, maybe. Maybe it'll work out this time.
Nah.
I doubt it, though.
You know what they should do?
But I think they should reach for the stars and aim for 25.
What they
wins.
Should do
reach
is send the Grizzlies Jalen Duren.
Yeah, they should, but who knows? Who knows?
I think that ship has sailed, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wonder if JB is going to I'd imagine JB would be a guy who could value a guy like Jalen Duren.
I am confident in saying they will be better with JB. He's a good coach. I'm happy he landed on his
feet. And his heart's in it, probably a little more than Monty.
I think he'll be able to help out these young guys.
Yep, for sure. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we'll hop into small talk and wrap up hour number two right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. So if you run into something like Connor did this past weekend, make sure you hit up Conway Services if you have an AC on the fritz, especially as we get into the summer months. Now, I want to go out first before I make a little bit of an announcement on behalf of myself and my wife. I want to go to Aaron Rodgers. It is official. We have figured out why he did not make it to mandatory minicamp. Connor J. Hughes, who covers the Jets in the NFL for SNY, he said that Aaron Rodgers had a preplanned trip to Egypt for phase two of mandatory minicamp. Apparently, he attended every day of phase one, missed just 1 week of phase two, attended every OTA practice the Jets were made aware of. And the Jets were made aware of the trip. They don't think it'll impact their season whatsoever, blah, 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 blah. So he had a pre-planned trip over mandatory minicamp. That's why he missed it.
No distractions.
Yeah, and they were discussing, like, there were some things out there about him doing another ayahuasca trip during mandatory minicamp. That would have been a lot more fun to discuss. But still, in itself, to have a pre-planned trip during mandatory minicamp, you know what the schedule is going to look like if you've been in the league this long. He's the oldest player in the damn National Football League. He knows what off-season looks like. He's still planned a trip to Egypt. How about that? How about that?
That's the leader you want in the locker room.
I guess so. Now, on some positive news, I want to mention this, and I don't like making everything about, I'm not one that's like, look at me, you know, me all the time, but it's a badly kept secret, and it's finally been announced. We did the social media shout. Me and my wife, Taylor, will be welcoming a kid into the world coming up in December. December 7th is the due date. She's about 4 months along, so I just wanted to get that out. We did our social media deal. I think she wants to do a gender reveal, so I'll know more coming up soon, and all. I think gender reveal is coming up this weekend. Connor, you're definitely on the guest list.
I should be there.
You should be there. So I think we'll have more of an update coming up next week about how this is all going to work out.
Congratulations, my
friend.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Also, David Cobb. I don't know if David Cobb has mentioned it. I think on the air, he's got a kid on the way. So we'll be like a month apart. I think he's got a due date in November.
They're closing me in.
For children, there should be no pressure on somebody when you watch someone else do it.
Uh-huh.
It's about you and your wife and your significant other, what y'all decide, dude, what y'all want to do.
My childhood best friend also just announced that they're also having one, so it's
that time. It's generally that time.
It's generally that time.
Yeah. Oh, my mom had me when she was 40. Did you know that?
Wow. Believe that. Really?
9-pound, 8-ounce baby.
Oh,
when she was
my
40
God.
Years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she hates me. She secretly hates me. I don't think.
Oh, pray for Taylor.
Yeah, she secretly
hates
Taylor.
Me. Holy crap!
Yeah, but we're excited, man. We're very, very excited. And it's been a you know, you don't know when to announce these things. You don't know when to announce these things, but we've had enough checkups and we've seen it. You know, the growth is coming along well. So I figured it was time to throw it out there. So there is that.
Congratulations.
There's that. Appreciate
That's awesome.
It.
That's awesome. Are you? Are, do you have a preference, boy, girl?
I don't.
Healthy baby.
Taylor does. I want healthy baby. Taylor wants a boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Future Memphis offensive lineman?
Question mark.
Ryan?
Yes. Maybe. Can we get? Has there been an offer out of the womb ever? We ever had a football offer out of the
womb? At the very least, they should at least have a walk-on spot, right?
Well, at least, like, let's start with preferred walk-on, and then we'll see how the growth's coming along through the first few years of my kid's, you know, life, if it is a boy. I don't know if a girl. I don't know if you should offer a football scholarship out of the womb for a female.
Trailblazer?
Hey, maybe. But if it
could
if
be
it
a
is
center
a boy,
for the University of Memphis women's basketball
team. If it is a boy, good offensive line coaching sessions in the backyard on the way. Figure that out. But I'm not going to be one that like forces my kid to play football.
No.
And I'm also of the opinion, I played football starting in fifth grade. I would never start a kid that early. You don't learn anything good in football.
Were you just, like, way bigger than all the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was chubby for a while. And then I started
to get... I didn't mean it like that.
No, I was chubbier. I was chubby for a while. Then I started to get my height. I started to get my height. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I was chubbier for a while. Then I started to get the height around like seventh grade.
Nice.
I was real skinny when I got into high school.
Believe really?
Me. Yeah. I was like 6'3", 200 pounds, probably.
That's skinny?
Yeah. That was skinny to me.
All right.
I mean, look at me now. Look at where I've gone since then.
That's true.
Brother, that was tiny at that point. I was paper thin at that point in my life compared to where I'm at right now. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. And we'll get into hour number three. And we'll start talking some Grizzlies and some NBA free agency with my guy from the commercial appeal to Michael Cole.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Zach Edey.
Wow.
From Toronto.
All right.
Wow. Purdue University.
Brontosaurus fan, you've done your job. That's Edey.
You got him messed up, bro. He ain't that slow. You're like the Brontosaurus, like, turns around after the asteroid hit. It's too late. Like, he's got awareness, bro. He can make read.
Brontosaurus smart enough to get away from that T-Rex?
Yes, I don't know. I have to read up on that.
Yeah, do it.
But my bottom line, I think this is an A for the Grizzlies. I think it's an A.
Calm down.
That's my grade.
All of a sudden, I'm with you, but calm down a little bit. Let's see how long he can.
He's going to be a hell of a.
How long we can keep him out there.
He's going to be a fan favorite, except for the Tennessee fans who are currently in Nancy Pelosi's office.
They had to get over because Connect dropped so far.
Yes.
So they had to get over.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 a.m. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin, too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Get ready for the ultimate musical experience at Southland Casino Hotel's R&B Festival on Saturday, July 20th. Enjoy a free concert like no other with gates opening at noon. The lineup features the sensational PC Band and electrifying openers Jerry Rogers, Tia B, and DJ Big Ron. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. One stage, four performers, one unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 8.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one. number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
App and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin, too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Get ready for the ultimate musical experience at Southland Casino Hotel's R&B Festival on Saturday, July 20th. Enjoy a free concert like no other with gates opening at noon. The lineup features the sensational PC Band and electrifying openers Jerry Rogers, Tia B, and DJ Big Rod. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. One stage, four performers, one unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 8.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.